Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. We've got your Sunday preview for February 3rd, 2019, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. This Sunday's Gospel reading continues where last Sunday's left off from Luke chapter 4, where Jesus is preaching in the synagogue at Nazareth. Our human inclination is to listen without faith. This can only lead us to the brow of a cliff and throwing Jesus out of our lives. But the Savior of the nations comes with his gracious words of redemption and membership in his body. The word of the Lord is proclaimed through the revelation of his Anointed One. In him, faith is rooted, love flourishes, and salvation is known from generation to generation. The gracious words of the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, wins admiration, but not hearts of faith. When confronted by their own unbelief and the inclusion of the Gentiles in spiritual Israel, this so-called Joseph's son is driven from the synagogue to be thrown from the cliff. Yet the Savior of the nations passes through the angry mob to continue his mission and reveal himself in Capernaum. And for further reading, check out the show notes for a link to the Bread for Beggars article written by Pastor Mike Zarling from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Racine. Here goes, from Luke chapter 4, our Gospel reading for this Sunday, Luke chapter 4, verses 20 to 32. Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to tell them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." They all spoke well of him and were impressed by the words of grace that came from his mouth. And they kept saying, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" He told them, "Certainly you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Do here in your hometown everything we heard you did in Capernaum." And he said, "Amen, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But truly I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut for 3 years and 6 months, while a great famine came over all the land. Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow Zarephath in Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was healed, except Naaman the Syrian." All those who were in the synagogue were filled with rage when they heard these things. They got up and drove him out of the town. They led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built in order to throw him off the cliff, but he passed through the middle of them and went on his way. He went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were amazed by his teaching, because his message had authority. This is the word of our God. Again, be sure to check out today's show notes for the link to Pastor Zarling's Bread for Beggars column on this exact occurrence, along with two paintings by a French painter. And, of course, we have worship this Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Hollins Vane Road. If you can't get there on time, then tune in via YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Mommy. God bless your day. We are equally in need as a distraught father seeking out Jesus, as a father and mother, perhaps even embarrassed when Jesus says she's sleeping. We are equally in need as that little girl, dead. And yet what does Jesus do? He promises cleansing. He promises healing. Whatever it is in your life, Jesus promises healing. Depending on what it may be, maybe a personal hurt that goes back a long time, maybe a physical malady, maybe emotional pain, whatever it is, Jesus promises healing. He doesn't give us a timeline. Terrifying thought. That woman had to wait for 12 long years. The man in the tombs, who knows how long he was there, but he certainly had a reputation. The little girl and the family, well, she wasn't dead for very long before Jesus raised her back up. The timeline may be different from person to person, but the Jesus is the same. The Jesus who sees all of our uncleanness promises that, dear friend, you will be clean. You will have your pain restored, removed. And that pain that you feel today, the worry that weighs on your mind today, will be as forgotten tomorrow as the pain in the previous life, the death. Yeah, we see here in Mark chapter 5, Jesus healed it all. And Jesus promises the same to you.